Munya. We'll see in the Gemara what that is. And then the Ashlug, another type of a grass, something that grows. So these are the seven samonim you have to wash it with. Now, Hitzvilu, what's going to be the case? Let's say first you put this deg into the mikvah. And V'yos Agav of Tyrus. You made Tyrus, means you were working with Truma with this begit. And then, Hevir Olav Shiva Samamonim, you washed off that blood stain with these seven different types of Samamonim, Flo Yover, and the stain did not go away, did not move at all. So I raise it seven, that's the proof to say that the stain was not really a Dam Nida stain, well, just Dam Dai. And therefore, HaTyrus Tyrus, all that you worked with, the Truma you touched in between, remains Tor. And Vienna Tzorach Lachzul, you don't have to be tabled the Degit again, because the Degit is not, was never Tomei. What's going to be if you washed it with these seven Samonim Ovar, the color went off completely, Oy Shedei, or else it just made it lighter, the color removed a little bit, so then that's a proof to say, or philosophically you have to say, that I raise a Kesem, that that was blood at the beginning, it was Dam Nida. And therefore, the Atahuris Timaeus, so wherever Truma or Tyrus you touched youth with this beged in between before you tabled the second time, before you took off this beged, is Tomei. And the circle Hatfil, now you could be tabled, now the tefillah would help, because now you are mevatel this dam by the seventh salmonim. Since the stain came off completely, pshiti mevatlet. The chiddush is, even though yoni day or yoni made a little bit light, there's still a stain there, but since you put through the seventh salmonim, we say it's mevatel that dam is there, and therefore now you could be tabled and now become tahor. Now the Mishnah says, a zehel roi tofel, what's considered this pure spit? It means kol shaloi toim klum, if you do not eat anything that morning. So the fresh spit, the spit that comes out of your mouth before you eat, that's called roi tofel. Now, mei grisin, what's mei grisin? That means l'isas grisin shopo, means you soak this grease and shapo, that's this bean, the half of a bean, and you let it soak in water, it became like dough. Chalukas nefesh, meaning to say that the inside came off from its appeal. By itself, it was soaked and became so soft that the inside of the bean came out of its shell. So that inside now, that's good to use, that's called mei grisin. May raglayim urine, what does that mean? Shechmitzel means it's old already. It started to be matsuya, started to rot away, means it's not the fresh, it's at least 3 days old. Now, each one of these salmonim, v'tzorach l'sachsech shleisha pomim, l'chol echad v'yechad, each one of them you have to use separately, one after another, and each one you have to also, sachsech means like rub it three times with each one of these type of suds. Have urine and shleisha, you said, let's say use them, but you did the wrong order, or whichever shiva samon and kachas, or use all seven of them in one shot, l'yosav l'kulam, it's nothing, it's no good. They don't have the proof. The proof that we said that these signs, these shiva samonim, for sure would take off and make light of the kesem, if it was dumb, that's only to do with the right order, and one after another. But the wrong order altogether, that's not a good proof, so it could be it's nothing. It's tamavato the dumb, it's not a proof to say whether it was dumb or not. Here, now the Gemara says, Tony, we learn like this, Nasa, that's what the Mishnah says. Nasa is one of the seven Samonim. It means Alexandrius Veloy Nasser Anat Petrius. It means this Nasa that comes from the place called Alexandria of Mitzrayim and not Alapindius. Again, some say Nasa's type of a Memelah type of assault. Burius, what does that mean? Omrav Yehuda Zohola. It means a hola, type of a grass, type of an ace of a grass called a hola. Fred Gemara, I have a time you learned in a brisa, haburius v'yohilo. Mashma, the two different things, it's not the same thing. El rather the my burius, what does the Mishnah mean to say? When it says burius, it means kibriosa, kibrisa. This Tarashi says it means gophris, type of sulfur. Fred Gemara, Rumino, I'll ask you a question, it can't be. It says, I see for aleim, it says about the Yisra Shavius and Shemitah, like what grows has a Kedusha Shavius. So the on the Mishnah where it says the type of vegetables like Eregon, Halabitsin, this type of a growth, for Ha'alunim, Ha'burius, V'yoyil. So Eregon, Burius, it has a Kedusha Shemitah. Now, V'Burius, Kibriyasa, Burius means a sulfur. So the question is, Miyisle Shemitah, the sulfur, it's like dirt, like ground, does that have a Kedusha Shemitah on it? For Yotanan, we learned like this. Ze'aklav, this is the general rule about the Din Shemitah. That kol sheyesh le'ikar, anything that grows and has a root, is Yeshle Shvias, that has Nisa Shvias, Dusha Shvias on it. For the Chol Shein Leiku, anything does not have an ikar or a root, does not grow like, Ein Le Shvias has no Dusha Shvias. So Sofa does not grow, it's only the ground, so it has no Dusha Shvias. So you can't tell me now that the Burius means Kibriyosev, it has a Nisha Shvias on it. El rather my Burius, what do you have to say Burius is, like we said at the beginning, a holo. This type of a grass, this type of an asev, called the holo. The question yes was Vatanya Burius Velai, we learned two separate things. Mashma Burius is not a holo. So when it says no, I'll tell you Trey Gav no, there's two different types of a holo. So it's no stereo. The really a Burius is a type of an holo, a type of a grass, asev called the holo. Attaka has nisha shvius on it, because it grows. And then within, that's called one of the seven salmonim that you have to check out, wash off his clothing that has the kesem on it. Then we had kamunya. What does that mean? Omer Rav Yehuda, shluf dutz is something that you take directly out of the ground. Or shluf dutz. Some say it's also a type of ground that you just pull straight out of the ground. So that's what you use for this type of a soap. The ashlag, the Mishnah says, what is that? Omer Shmuel. Shaltinul in Nechusa Yama, yes, the sailors that go down to the ocean. What is Ashlig? For Yama, they said like this. Ashlago Shemet, name really is called Ashlago. O Mishdachat's found Bein Nikve Magnisa, through the cracks by the pearls. O Maskilo, and you take it out, you can pull it out. The Ramtsa de Pazola, with an iron nail. With an iron nail, you can pull it out from the cracks of the pearls. That's where you get this ashlag. That's something you use also for salt to clean with. So that's the locha. You have to use these seven semamonim. Now the Mishnah says that tefillah, let's say first you put in the mikvah, and then you cleaned it with the zayin semamonim, and it did not go off. So then we know it was not the dam, it was not kesem, and therefore the beggar is tor. Tana rabban, what about this? Hever olav shiva samon. Let's say someone again found a kesem on a clothing, and she took it and she washed it off with these seven salmonim, one after another. And after using all seven of them, for like avar, it did not go away. So far we should say now, it's not dam, it was itself a type of a dye, and therefore the beggar should be tor, it doesn't need its feel at all. What happened was, sofon, then they put this type of a soaping called sofon, that's a stronger type, Rashi says shumdum bala, type of a soap, the avar, and that took off the stain. So it says in the Brice there, Tyrus of Timaeus. If they use Tyrus, they work with Tyrus with this cloth, so it's Tomei, the Tyrus Takatama that we talk of read to say was Dam, and therefore whoever used it became Tomei. Like it was Navatuma that Dam. So what's the question? Why? Sofon, just because it came off with this soap called Sofon, Sofon Sefanami Marva could also take off, even die. And since the first signs, seven Salmon did not take off, they cast them, that should be a proof that it was not dam. It was dam tseva, dam die. So why do we say it's tameh? The chur, we should have a proof to say it's only tseva and it should still remain tahor. It should not have a din tum at all. Ma'elo like this, Ma'elo, the case was like this. Hever olav shisha someone. Well, the case was like this, rather. That first they washed this kesem with six of the seven someonim. That's not a good job. And v'loyover did not go away. So even though they did not go away, it's not a proof yet to say it's not dam, because if they would have used the seventh one, maybe it would have went away. But just after using six, what happened was, Hevrol of Tzofen, then they put this soap called Tzofen, the Ovar, and then the stain went away. So to us now it's a Sofik Taki if it was dam or not. So therefore, Tyros of Timaeus, that the locher is what? You have to be afraid that maybe it was dam of a kesem. The kesem was dam nida, and therefore any tyrosh you worked with it was tamei. Why? Because shem hever shemi, because it would have been mitchilo shema ovar. Because it could have been, if she would have used the seventh soap before she used it sofon, maybe that would have taken away the dam. Since so, maybe really it was dam. It was really kesem of nida. And therefore, it's tamei, the beggar's tamei, any tyrus that you work with is tamei. So therefore, that's the locha that the tyrus are tameis. Now the Gemara says, Tani, there comes another verse like this, Tani Yiduch, that what's going to be, Hever Olov Shiva Samonim. Let's say again, Isha found a kesem, a bloodstain, and she washed it off with the seven Samonim of the Mishnah, and Vloyover, the stain did not go away. So we have a right to say, Lechur was only seven, was only die, and it's Torah. What happened was, Shonon, she did it over again. She used these seven Samonim over again. The offer, now they went off. So Lachar is Tar Reisav Teres Anachnami, the Tar is Taka Istor. It's very good, because since it did not go off the first time, we have a right to say it was Seva. Even though it went off the second time, so what? Still we said that Tar Reisav the Torah, it was not done. Omrav Zer says, Loishonu, this was only learned this bright that it says that Tyrus Atyrus El Atyrus Shinasu Vein Tachvoisis Rishon Lishnia. Only the Tyrus you work with this cloth after the first cleaning, before she did the second cleaning. Because after the first cleaning, the dam did not come off. So that's a proof to say it was only a tseva. So therefore, she worked with Truma now, the Truma remains tor. But when she, after she went and washed it a second time, but if after she washed it a second time and then the stain did come off, and then she works with truma, she touches kachma truma, then a tyros of Timaeus, then taka those tyros remain tome, become tome. Why? Shere hikbet olav v'yavar. Because this issue shows us that after the first washing, she's not nicha with it. It still bothered her that the dam is there. And now that she went and washed it off a second time, it shows us now that she's makbit to have that stain there. And since it went off, so it's like a ma'isa dam took place here. So Rashi learns that even though really we say it was really tseva, it was only dye, but still, since she was makbit upon it, and therefore she didn't want to make it bottle, but rather she wanted to get rid of it, so it's not bottle the way it is now. And also it came off after the second one, so she did like a ma'isa dam. Some of the Rabbanon, though, we have to be knowing as if it's dam. And therefore we say the Tyrus that she works with after the second washing, before she puts into the mikvah, is tummy. Tyrus learns that even if you wash it the first time with the seven Samonim, nothing come off, it's not vada that it was seva. It's really only a suffix. And the Svar is, though, it's a suffix, and she's not makbet on it. So therefore we say it's bottle. But here, in the case where she washed it a second time, we see she is makbet on it. Here, we're not saying on the suffix, and therefore takut's tummy. That's the way he holds, that after the second washing, the beged like becomes tummy, and it's tummy until you put it into the mikvah. So therefore, the stalocha that the tyrus you work with it afterwards, become tummy, sure hit but all over the other. She was makbet upon it, so the stain is not bottled in the beged, and therefore it's tummy.